Hi, I'm Shinji Miyazaki, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Hi, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. If you don't mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a smaller town?
Hi. ですね、生まれたのは、神戸という町なんですが、物心ついた時には、四国の愛媛県という愛媛県。
Well, I was born in Kobe, and my earliest memories are of living in a place called Teramuraza, Odacho, Kamiukinagun in Ehime Prefecture on Shikoku Island. I was raised there in the mountains until I was around 12 when we moved nearby to Matsuyama City. So most of what I remember from childhood is being in the mountains of Shikoku.
Sounds beautiful. Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
はい。やはりその山の中に住んでる時に、当時両親が仕事で、両方とも外出することがあったんですね。で、そういう時にご近所の
Well, since both of my parents had jobs when we lived in the mountains, they were both out at work at the same time. During those times, I was left in a neighbor's house, and there was an older boy there, a middle school student who was into music and had a shortwave radio that could get signals from all over the world. My first memories of music were listening to pop music from around the world on that shortwave, like Billboard. I doubt many people listen to Billboard as kindergartners, but when I was over at that neighbor's house, we listened to that sort of thing, like Le Dernier Train de l'Espace by the Sputniks and Sylvie Vartan's Chercher l'Idole.
なんかそういうポップス、世界中のポップスをそこに、お邪魔した時に、聞かせてもらったっていうのが最初の経験かもしれないですね。
Fascinating. Please, tell us about your musical studies and training.
20歳までは全くなかったですね。20歳の時に、音楽学校に入学しまして、
Well, I had none at all until I was 20. When I was 20, I entered a music school.Majoring in composition with a minor in piano teaching. I just studied for a year before the entrance exam to give myself enough superficial knowledge of the material to pass. As soon as the exam was over, I forgot all the songs I'd memorized and was no longer able to play them. So it's still not an instrument that I play all that well, even though it's my job, which is a bit odd.
演奏できる楽器ってなくって、うまく演奏できる楽器はなくって、そういうのでこういう仕事をやってるっていうのも変な話ですけども。
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
はい。話せばいいことながら。やはりですね、普通の、大学に進もうとしてたんですけれども、何か身が入らなくって、受験勉強に身が入らなくて。
Well, it's a bit of a long story. I had tried to get into a regular college, but my heart just wasn't in it, and I couldn't bring myself to study for the entrance exams. I spent 2 years just preparing for them. In the second year, it reached the point where I just had to get into college, and I was just so impressed by the music I was hearing on the radio that for the first time,I thought of doing it as a job. I had been interested in music, but I'd never taken any specialized lessons, and I thought it would be impossible. But it moved me so much that I began thinking about doing so, and that was the timeline.
無理だと思ってたんですけど、やっぱりそういう感動を感動するようなことがあると、なんかそれをきっかけに考え始めたっていうのが正直なとこですね。
Very interesting. Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
はい。これもいろんなパターンがあると思うんですが、例えばひらめきがあるときっていうのはすごくいいものができるんですね。よく日本語で降りてくるって言いますけど、ひらめきがあるときっていうのはどうやってなんか完成形に持っていこうとか悩む必要がなくって、自分でもあれよあれよっていう間にその曲ができて、アレンジも頭の中でなって。
While there are various patterns, I can do quite good work when the inspiration strikes.We often use the expression, it just came to me. I don't need to worry about how to progress to a completed form when inspiration strikes. And before you know it, I have a tune. It's arranged in my head, and I can sometimes do it without much resistance. When I get a request like, please produce a song by such and such a date, then if I really cannot get it done until just before the deadline, in these situations, I don't have any set method for getting it done, butHow do I put it? I try to distract myself by looking at the most beautiful things I can or something. I often think that I might be inspired by something out of the ordinary and then go looking, but really I'm not inspired all that often. Movies can be like this. I try to give myself time to spare, look at beautiful things, keep up basic fitness to keep myself in a mood where it should be easier to be inspired, but it's still not easy.
なんか美しいものを見たりして普段からなんか基礎体力として仕事が来た時になんかアイデアを出せるようにとは心がけてるんですけどなかなかうまくいかないですね。
Who are your musical influences?
音楽的影響というよりもさっきお話ししました
My strongest music influence, like I said before, was the stuff I was hearing on the radio when I first thought I wanted to make music myself. Especially Toru Takemitsu, a modern composer. He's deceased, but had the strongest influence on me. At that time, I was still not thinking about becoming a pro myself, but Toru Takemitsu was a very important person in terms of my musical tastes.
そういうことはまだプロになろうと思ってるわけではないので、そういうきっかけがあったということでやっぱり竹光さんって自分にとってはすごい大切な人ですね。
What music do you listen to?
そうですね。これもその日本の音楽事情っていうのは演歌っていう言葉聞かれたことあるかもしれませんけど、あるいは歌謡曲とか。
As for Japanese music, you may have heard of enka or perhaps kayukyoku, as well as more American style pop music. My work often consists just of simple arranging, so I listen pretty evenly to classic, jazz, and pop.But when I want to relax by myself, I often listen to American black and contemporary music from the 1960s.
ただ、なんかプライベートでリラックスしたいときは、60年代とか70年代のアメリカのブラックコンテンポラリーとか、なんかそういうのを聞いてることが多いですね、気がつくと。
Uh-huh. How did you become involved with composing music for anime?
はい。ですね、先ほどもお話したように最初にプロになった時はアレンジャーとして、仕事を受けてる、受けるスタイルだスタンスだったんですけども、今所属している事務所がイマジンという
Like I said before, when I first went pro, I took a stance of taking on jobs as an arranger, but my current agency has all sorts of creators working as arrangers, composers, songwriters, recording mixers, and so on. When they were first talking about the Crayon Shin-chan project in the agency, there were people saying this one might be a good fit for Miyazaki, or maybe not so much. And Saito, who is both the manager and the president,makes the decisions about these things and offers them to the various artists. It's common for things to start in the agency in this way.
に合ってるだろうとか、ちょっと違うだろうとか、それはマネージャー兼社長であります斉藤氏から、斉藤氏が判断して、いろんな作家に相談を持ちかけるわけですけども、やっぱり最初は事務所にそういうお話が来ることが多いですね。
Interesting. Please tell us about the scoring process behind a production such as Pokemon. How does the process for television and movie production compare?
テレビと映画やはりかなりの部分で違ってると思うんですが、日本の場合はテレビの音楽を作るときというのは、例えば1年間続く番組だとしますと、その当初番組が始まる前に、1年分の音楽を取ってしまうわけですね。で、それが例えば50曲の時もあれば100曲の時もあれば、ポケモンでは当初150曲ぐらい取ったように記憶してますけれども、でその
I find that television and film work have some pretty different aspects. In Japan, when writing music for TV, say for a program that will run for 1 year, you have to record a year's worth of music before the show even starts.
適切なものをつけていくっていうのがテレビなので、
That could be 50 pieces or 100 pieces. And I recall that for Pokemon, we recorded 150 pieces at the start. And the sound director chose pieces from among that selection to fit appropriately with the story of that particular week's episode. While you're writing, it's like a short-term battle, and you get rather exhausted. But in the case of TV, you get to rest for a bit afterwards, and then when they run out of music, you get another order. In film, you create one long work per year with a completely different concept every year. I mean, the presentation may be similar, but different stories make things hard, even aside from the music itself. First, well, recently, 3 weeks at most, actual composition, arranging, and synthesizer entry, as well as the actual scoring, often takes about 3 weeks of time. But that's with no time to think or even sleep, and with having to write 2 or 3 pieces in a day, there is no time to really think about it. So when the previous year's film is done, the story or script writing is already started, and there's the director, the scriptwriter, the location team, and especially the art team for that year. So I have to work in step with them as much as possible. Talk to them when there's some free time, breathe a bit together, try to get a shared image for what I will be rushing to finish a few months down the road.
1日に 2、3 曲を書かなきゃいけないんですけれども、そういうことなので、そのゆっくり考えている時間がないんですね。ですから去年の、映画が終わった時点で、シナリオだとか脚本はスタートしてるんですけれども、できるだけ監督だとか脚本家だとか毎年ロケ班というのを、主に美術班のためのロケ班なんですけれども、それに同行して、皆さんと空いた時間でお話をしたり、一緒の空気感を得たりして短期決戦の何ヶ月後かの短期決戦のために何かイメージを共有できればなということで毎年努力してますけれども。
Where in the process do you as a composer become involved? Do you get to see the animation ahead of time? Does it differ depending upon whether it's a television production or a movie production?
そうですね。これも先お話したように前の作品が、公開された時点で、翌年の、制作というかイメージ固めというのに入るんですけれども、こんな感じでいきたいねっていうお話をいただいても、なかなかその 伝わってこなかったりすることがあって、まあ、監督さんはじめ、
As I discussed before, when a previous work is released, we start on solidifying the image for the, how should I put it, the next year's output. They say, this is how we want to move forward.But it doesn't always come across well, and after the director and every department have spent an entire year working on one long project, starting work on the project for the following year is like a boxer trying to get his strength back in the 1 minute he has to recover after the first round is over. I try to get into the director's head as much as possible and to give him as much time to explain as he needs, even if it isn't much.While I am officially participating from that time, like I said, my actual work of starting to compose really begins maybe 3 weeks later when I start scoring. And in those weeks, something called a music menu comes. And while sometimes the menu that comes is the same as the one we had discussed in advance months earlier, sometimes the music menu that comes is a different story. So I think I am, in fact, really participating in the project for a few months before release.
何ヶ月間かお話してきた通りのメニューが出てくることもありますし、話が違うじゃないですかというメニューが出てくることもありますし、ですからやっぱりその公開前の数ヶ月が実質的に参加しているという状況にはなるのかなと思いますね。
How do you feel when you actually see it?
出来上がったんだな。いやでもそれは本当にその通りで。
So it's done, really, just like that. I particularly enjoy the feeling of seeing everyone having worked on a tight schedule and gotten it done another year.
ひとしおですよね。
Are there particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations? For example, I've noticed your use of the alto glockenspiel.
特にはありません。ただ好きな楽器というのはストリングスですとか、フレンチホルンですとか、なんかポケモンの、その作品の
Not particularly. I like strings and French horn. For Pokemon, they depend on the story, or you could say on the characters. Strings, horns, and brass all make music with a lot of energy. So in using those instruments, you are using nerves. I've always liked those instruments, so I pretty much always put them in the mix, but I do think that they're pretty versatile.
神経を使うこともありますし、で、もともと好きな楽器ですので、まあ、そうですね、ホルンとかストリングスって、まあ、必ず入ってる楽器ですけれども多用してる面はあるかと思います。
Of all the background music you've composed for the Pokemon series, are there any particular pieces that stand out as favorites or have a particular significance for you?
やはりポケモンのテレビシリーズが始まって1年後に映画になったわけですけれども、これもやはりその映画の長編アニメの音楽を担当するっていうことで、気合も入ってるんですけど、それだけ同じ分だけプレッシャーもあって、でやはり時間が物理的な状況がタイトなこともありまして、その書き始めた時に、
The first Pokemon movie was made a year after the TV series started, and since I was also in charge of the music for this long anime movie, I put a lot into it. There was pressure, and time was itself tight, so I was just writing until time was almost out. When I went to the movie theater and the title of the film, U2 Strikes Back, came on the screen as the musical theme of the same name played, I really felt that I'd done a good job with the brass and the strings and the fanfare-esque melody. There had been so much pressure. But seeing it released in the theater really moved me, and since that theme was often used in the movie, I was quite thrilled. I think of that piece as being particularly important to me.
うまく出たなという こんだけプレッシャーがあったけども、あ、公開されて間に合って、で今あの劇場で見てるんだなっていう考えで、その曲はあのずっとやっぱり何らかの時に出てきますし、あの使ってることが多いですし、それはかあの感激も しましたし、あの自分の中では一番あの重要なというか、思い出深い曲ですね。
What is the difference between theme songs and background music?
テーマソングの場合は、インストゥルメンタルじゃなくてボーカルが入ることが多くて、そのボーカルのメロディーを考えるのがあのもう9割9分ですね。でそういう時にはあの本当に七点抜刀しますね。
Many theme songs are not just instrumental, but also have vocals. And thinking about the music for those vocals is about 99% of the work. This is pretty agonizing. Like I said before, while a lot of jobs require arranging orchestra parts other than vocals, when requested to compose a vocal melody, I end up with a tune that is nothing but trouble from the beginning of the singing to the end. Can't get rid of this, can't get rid of that. When arranging, you listen to vocals that have ups and downs, and you have the changes in the music to fit in with that, but just putting the nice parts together doesn't work out. Really, composing for vocals is the hardest thing for me.
であれば、その山あり谷ありのボーカルのメロを聞いて、あのそれに合ったその変化をつけるわけですけども、その美味しいとこばっかりつなげてしまうっていうのはもう何回やっても何か治らないとこで、でそういう意味ではあの今一番苦手としているのはボーカルものの作曲かもしれないですね。
Have you ever considered releasing a CD comprised entirely of your own work?
今まではありません。でも何かすごく憧れますよね。
I haven't ever thought about it, but I really would love to.
Oh yes, I really hope you release a CD of your works. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
そうですね。具体的ではないんですけれども、あの、先ほど誰に音楽的影響を受けてこられましたかっていう質問があったんですが、ギル・エヴァンスってあのジャズのアレンジャーがいるんですけれども、その人は80近くまでその
Nothing specifically, but you asked me before about who had influenced me musically. Well, there's a jazz arranger named Gil Evans, who was an arranger until he was about 80 years old, and also a very fine pianist. And his arrangements were what you could call the peak of arrangement, which was really cool.If I have the chance, and this may just be too extreme to consider, but a part of me would really like to become like John Williams, a person who can reasonably be called a maestro. But there's also a part of me that is extremely glad to be able to do a job that lets me both compose and arrange, and I'd like to be able to keep doing this for as long as possible. I'd also like to release an original CD sometime in the future if the timing's right.
アレンジでも作曲でもあのお仕事ができてるというのが非常に幸せなことなので、できるだけ長い時間あの携わっていられると、先ほどのオリジナルの CD のリリースも将来的にはそういうタイミングもあるかもしれないなと思ってますよね。
Again, I really hope so. Can you give us any hints aboutsome of the themes you're working on for the newest Pokemon movie in Japan?
これすごく難しいあのお答えになるかもしれないですけども、映画は、三部作の、最後の物語ということで、神と呼ばれしポケモンが出てくるんですね。でその神と呼ばれしポケモンって言われるポケモンはあの
That's a pretty difficult question to answer, but I'll give it a shot. The film I'm working on is the final part of a trilogy in which the god Pokemon appear. These god Pokemon are imposing beings possessing great power. I think based on something from Greek legends of 2,000 years ago. My image for their musical theme has not yet solidified, but I want to come up with something that really captures the sort of musical essence that suggests that this could be the sort of music that was played back in those ancient times, something large and spatially broad. This is the concept I'm thinking of working with.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about? Perhaps a message for your American listeners?
ニューヨークはちょっとした辺りだったと思うんですけど、いや、的には。そこで、アメリカの、まあ、ポケモン仕事は辛いですとか、仕事は抜き。いや、でも、今回、その、この
When I heard my own song on an American FM radio station, I was very happy. It was truly an honor. When I myself had started writing music, I was into European pop, classical, and so on, but most of all, American music. And so for my music to be heard by Americans is, well, a bit strange. Not just for them to be hearing it, but to actually want to listen to it. And so I have been impressed by American music, trying to catch up to it and go beyond. And although I don't think I'm there yet, in giving this interview, I feel that I should sort of put the brakes on my feelings and study more. When I was in the middle of working on music for the Pokemon project, there were several Japanese artists who I was personally impressed by, very good pros, whose music I would very much like for people to listen to as well as mine.
なんか追いつけ追い越せみたいなことでやってきて、途中ですけれども、こういうインタビューを受けるということで、またちょっと気持ちを引き締めて、いろいろ勉強したいと思ってますけれども。
Thank you again.